could open up once more if this bounces for George Bridge, which it does, and away he goes. Rack it up.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
That was an All Blacks try for our next guest. We'll go to him shortly. Just quickly, Jimmy, Serena has broken back, held her service now 5-3, and she's up love 30 and up love 40 now against Andreescu. She is coming back to make it 5-4. The All Blacks won yesterday. So did this man, Bjorn Baker, a double, including the Chelmsford Stakes. He'd be a happy man this morning. Bjorn, good morning. Well, two things. One, the All Blacks are going great into the World Cup, but more importantly, Sam Adout, no fluke yesterday about that Chelmsford win.
Yeah, morning, Ray and Jimmy. Yeah, well, he really put the doubters in the place. It was a great one.
Yeah, what about the concern from that wide gate? In fact, it didn't seem to have a bit of caused no problems for the horse, Bjorn.
It worked out beautifully. I actually thought the wide gate was a good thing rather than a negative, because it meant that he could sort of just come across at his own time, and Tim just kept him out wide and sort of let him stroll. And looking at the race beforehand, I thought he was always going to get a much easier lead than last time. Mm. So it sort of worked out that way.
Yeah, and that's what turned out, didn't it? Because Timmy was able to give Sam Adout a nice little rest mid-race and basically sprint from the top of the straight. He's a rock-hard fit horse.
Yeah, whereas last time I thought I'd gone the early trade, I think this time I probably could have gone a lot earlier. He looked to sort of control the race, and he was looking good a long way out, that's for sure.
Well, not often you call a six-year-old gelding an emerging champion, but what about this? The third horse, Sam Adout, this century to win those two races back-to-back, that's the Winx Stakes, or formerly the Warwick Stakes, and the Chelmsford Stakes double. The other two, Winx, 2017, and Lonro in 2003. You're
James.
In good company, Bjorn.
Yeah, in pretty good company too. Yeah, I was going to say, six-year-old gelding, but you should see me as a basketballer at 41. I'm just finding my feet.
Well, you don't want to replay that backyard incident. Went viral around the world, didn't it, Bjorn?
No, it's the only time I've been famous, unfortunately, for that.
Have you seen it, Jim?
Bjorn, what position do you play in basketball?
Well, I'm not too sure about the position.
Have you seen the
rebound? And I try and be as aggressive as I can. It's good. I really enjoy it every Tuesday night. The Foot and Tropics. At least the group side. Very good. Got a lot of upside.
I'll have to tell our listeners, Bjorn was, his kids were on their phones watching their dad, taping their dad as he did a layup into the backyard.
Oh,
hoop.
Yes.
And was it one of the girls rolled a ball out and you've slipped on the ball as you've gone?
No, my son did. My son did. And anyway. No, I've still got a sore back every time I watch it.
Flat on his back as well. Fantastic.
Oh, hey, have a look at that.
It wasn't a layup, too. It was a dunk, right?
Oh, you're trying for a dunk. That's
sorry,
it. Yeah, no, sorry.
Sorry. Okay. Hang on.
Sorry, mate.
You've doctored that ring then. You've put it down a couple of pegs.
No. What do you mean, put it down a couple of pegs? You can't alter it, mate. Your ring's normal height.
Mate, you can wind them down a bit, mate, to put them in the garage.
No, he's winding you up here, Bjorn. Don't worry about that.
Come
hey,
on.
Bjorn, next start, send me out. Will it be the George Main Stakes in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think so. I'll be honest with you. I haven't really planned forward too much. It's sort of week by week, but I think we have to go that way. So I think it's called the Colgate Stakes now. My wife always tells me I need to widen my teeth. So probably quite fitting.
Yeah, no doubt. Race 3, Miss Invincible, well done. Also got the Quinella as well. That's tell us a little bit about Miss Invincible and Ballistica.
Well, they went to the races. They've never looked better, the both of them.
Okay.
And I thought just on that alone, they paraded well. They're both actually not dissimilar. They've taken a while to really come to it. And they've been, they're not the most straightforward horses on a day-to-day basis, but they're really thriving at the moment. They look great. To credit to my team, they've done a really good job with them. And I thought there wasn't too much between them. As it was probably just the run. Miss Invincible controlled the race, whereas Ballistica was just held up a touch. So it was probably the difference at the finish.
Mm. Yeah, no, terrific. Hey, Bjorn, the stable's flying in the new season. Sam Adout is in just career best form. I dare say the George Main Stakes will hopefully be his next start. He'll be hard to beat again. And let's hope the winners keep going for you. Thanks for joining us this morning, Bjorn.
Thanks so much, guys. Always great when you ring. Just try and ring me every Sunday, will you?
That means you've had a few winners. Yeah.
You know how that works, buddy.
It's a positive sign.
We're more than happy to hold up our end of the bargain. We're just waiting on you.
I'm doing my best. But if Demidat keeps saying it like Steve Smith, we're in there with a chance.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Well done, mate.
See you.
Thanks, Ben.